Who does the world say that Jesus Christ is? If we polled the people of the world, I think a lot of the answers that we would get was, well, he's a historical figure, or he's a great religious idea. This kind of myth that was created to get people to behave well, kind of like Santa Claus. Or others would say, well, to Christians, I guess he's kind of like a genie. He just kind of, you pray the right way and he gives you something. I think in the idea of many people in the world, that's what they think of Jesus. Okay, but who do you say that Jesus is? That, in fact, is the whole question of our lives. Our whole life's work is to, through our actions, through the way that we live and the way that we love, answer that question. Who do you say that Jesus Christ is? We have canned answers that we learned long ago in catechism class. We know that he's God made man. We know that he's the Savior of the world. We might proclaim that with our lips, but do our lives express that as well? That's our whole life's purpose, is to be able to give through the way that we live an answer to that question, who is Jesus Christ? Because all of us here, we've already been marked as his disciples. We have that indelible mark of baptism that will not go away for all of eternity. And so no matter what, the way that we live answers that question. We proclaim either that he is the Lord of our lives, the creator of the universe who cares for every detail of my life, one to whom I owe all worship and all gratitude. We could either be proclaiming that, or we can be proclaiming, he's okay. If we live our lives as Christians in a kind of mediocre way to where our religion's on the periphery of our lives, we proclaim to the whole world, Jesus is fine, I guess. Instead of Jesus is my everything. Because if we take him seriously, that's what he has to be. It's an all or nothing game. He can't be just one aspect of a life lived all right. No, he wants to be the center of a life lived heroically for him. So, who do we proclaim him to be? Well, that's a question that might make us nervous, because we might say, you know, I can't really proclaim him because I don't know, to be honest, if I even know him. If you're in that boat, well, this is your wake-up call. Our Lord wants you to know him, because knowing him is the whole purpose of our lives. It's to know the one that knows us most intimately and to love the one who loves us completely. And so this God, how do we come to know him? Well, first of all, through daily prayer, through saying, Lord, you've given me 24 hours of every single day. Every breath that I breathe was a gift from you that I didn't earn. So I'm going to give you at least a chunk of every single one of those days to just be with you, to share with you what's going on. But of course, we might get frustrated that we don't hear a voice coming back to us. Well, then what's the other mode of getting to know this Lord? Study sacred scripture, reading about him. How many of us have read through a gospel beginning to end? Well, if we haven't, now's the week to start. This whole year, we've been reading through the Gospel of Matthew together. So maybe this week, we can open up that Bible, dust it off, and read the Gospel of Matthew. So we can start to know this Christ whom we claim to adore. Because the world is in desperate need of meeting him. And so many people won't unless they meet him through us. It's a very profound and very true thing that's been said, that the only Bible some people will ever read is you and the way that you live your life. Truth is, we're called to exactly what Peter was called to. After his confession of faith, Jesus called him Rock. He changed his name from Simon to a brand new name that meant Rock. Peter? That name was invented that day to say, I want you to be a firm foundation. I want your faith to be so unshakable that people can anchor themselves there. Because the world is always going to be chaos. We think that it started in 2020. No, for all of its existence, there's been uncertainty. There's been chaos. This year, it just all kind of came to a head. And so in the midst of the whirlwind that is this world, we need stability. We need a firmness of faith. And that only comes from knowing who Jesus is at a deep level and then proclaiming that truth of who he is for us in the way that we live our lives.